Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my lovely co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone. Happy September.
Really?
I know.
Welcome to Cooler Nights.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Yes, I know. Okay, so all right, tonight you're welcome to email questions in, and Squirrel, you can give them your email address during the show because Squirrel has her handy-dandy computer there.
I do. I'm up and going. I'm at Squirrel, S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L, at W-Y-O-M.net.
Beautiful. Okay, tonight's show. God, I love the team. They have their own ideas about what's supposed to be in the shows as well. It's like living with Big Brother.
No, you never outthink the team, right?
No, no. I used to have a boyfriend like that, you know. The team's role in the universe and multiverse. I stand in awe of the honor that is shown to the team by all races, and this is the truth. As new races step forward, there's an honoring of the team that I find beautiful and so moving. As I've come to understand who and what participates with the team in their endeavor to assist us to move into the roles that we chose coming into this physical incarnation, I'm honored to work with all of you in whatever capacity you've chosen. Nothing is static, and neither is the team. Many continue to join and honor what is happening here. We are blessed beyond words to have the assistance and experience the love that is brought forth for each and all of you. You are all participants in this amazing endeavor of oneness on more levels than we currently understand. That's the truth. And, of course, the team's going to share tonight as long as my throat holds out. If not, Squirrel, you and I will be talking.
I don't know. Your voice sounds really good.
Oh, well.
I don't know.
Okay, you have an astrology report for us, don't you?
Yes. I mean, today's the new moon. So this comes from Moonkissed Astrology. The new moon in Virgo seeks maximum efficiency, especially in health and habits, our work lives, and daily routines. We are looking for elegant solutions in our lives, not in the fashion sense, though she can be that, but in precision, quality, succinctness. Elegance is a balance of simplicity and precision honed to gracefully deliver maximum results. With ability to quickly spot problems and hone in on the details, Virgo is a learn-it-so-you-can-fix-it kind of gal, but we needn't be so self-reliant. Caring, compassionate Jupiter in Cancer is sextile to this new moon, so instead of feeling ashamed or self-isolating, do ask for help, especially with health issues. And then this other piece comes from one of my favorites, Elizabeth Peru, and she writes, angelic support for the next 24 hours. I guess that includes team support, right? Hello, all. What a big week it has been. We get a little rest from the mental busyness over the next 24 hours as a huge rush of support comes in from the unseen realms. Can you feel the angelic presence around the planet right now? It is very strong, as globally we need justice and harmony to prevail. There is much toxicity and imbalance in many parts of the globe at present, and hence the angelic presence gets stronger around the earth. In particular, those of you who take on the roles in your human lives as what I call angel's assistants are feeling a lot of pressure as you are filtering much of the toxicity for those people who are asleep, unaware, and in pain and suffering. Please, dear angels, assistants, look after yourselves. Get some rest. Ask that others' problems and heaviness be cleared from your field. Use a good salt scrub on your skin and turn off negative media broadcasts. You don't need this stuff. You are already mighty aware of the imbalance on earth at present as you do your very best every day to instill peace and love to all. You need you looked after most of all. So take this as your go-ahead. Have a break. Remember that sometimes those people, this includes family, friends, etc., who are unaware of their greater truth need to be left to their own devices so they can figure it out for themselves. Trust, gorgeous ones. All souls will wake up eventually.
That's beautiful.
I know.
I love that.
It seems to be very fitting.
Yes, it does. It's perfectly fitting. Okay.
Okay.
So on with our little thing about the team, and I found it very interesting. I was told to share the words of the team from the website tonight. They are amazing, and I had to read them as always, and it moves me to tears. Still, these words were given to me 8.5 years ago, and now they make more sense than they did in the beginning. By the way, I've never been allowed to change big portions of the website. That was the original imprint. It remains. And I've redone the website a couple of times. They will not let me change those things. All right. We have come because we love you and want to help you accelerate your growth and change for yourself and for planet Earth. We looked for the best way to be of help and service to each one of you and your planet and decided that the least obtrusive way would be through physical and emotional healing, as well as accelerated scientific discovery. We want to create non-invasive, non-threatening ways to interact with you, to familiarize you with us and us with you. Our desire is to create a relationship, an ambassadorship, which with each and every one of you. We don't want your power. We are here to help you accept and take more of your own power and to awaken from the dream that you've been experiencing as life on Earth. Each of you is far more powerful than you realize, and we can only assist you with your permission and intention. This is a co-creative process. I love this. We have watched you grow, struggle, and love like no other species in any universe, level, or dimension. Your capacity to love is unparalleled. It is time for you to own that and know who you truly are. A decision was made that it was time to lovingly help you move forward. We are not here to take your power. Again, we love you too much for that. We looked for a way to help you that was non-invasive, non-threatening. Okay, somehow I ended up repeating this. Okay. Well, no, it's actually they changed a little bit. Through healing and scientific advancements can help you to end struggle, separation, and fear. It's time for you to remember who you truly are and reclaim your power. You are not passive participants in your world, but actively creating all that you see. It's now time for you to become conscious participants in the cosmos as well. And, you know, all of this, as I look back, 8.5 years ago, these words were written. And I see now everything they're talking about. This was very, you know, kind of really blew me away tonight when I was putting the show together, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. Oh, okay. You know, how many times do you go back and read your own website? Well, you don't. So it struck me deeply, honestly. One of the questions was, are we having fun? This was posed to the team. Oh, goodness, yes. We are having a wonderful time. This is great fun and very joyful for us. Think of yourself helping your children that you love so much and want to guide and direct into a wonderful, expansive experience. So it is for us. In many ways, we truly are your parents. What do we want from you? Our only desire is for you to awaken to your wonder and magnificence. Your star families are waiting eagerly to reunite with you and stand shoulder to shoulder with you. Their greatest desire at this time is to work with you and co-create with you. What else is family for? And this is the part that I really, really, really get. We want you to be part of the cosmic family, not just your earthly family. When you expand your perceptions, you will view everything differently. All things will become expanded and limitless. You're far more than just the lifetimes that you've experienced on planet Earth. You've experienced thousands of lifetimes in multiple universes and dimensions. Realize that you are now experiencing the influence of these expanded experiences because it's now time. By even beginning to understand this expanded cosmic view, your entire life will change. Your ability to create magic and miracles will become easier and more elegant instead of filled with struggle and hardship. The biggest secret is that you put out an invitation to us and said, we are now ready. We are responding to your call with great joy. Another secret is that the universe is filled with joy and humor. We love to have fun, and we invite you to join us on this adventure. There is no sacrifice involved in what we are asking. There is only the willingness to give up your belief and limitation. Each of you has many unanswered questions. We invite you to participate in this program. We promise that you will discover the answers that you seek and be very surprised at how much you learn. More importantly, you will begin to have real fun. You will see all things more clearly. Your life will begin to change. And your love for both yourself and others will begin to overflow. You see, healing happens on all levels, not just the physical. Makes my heart expand and it's hard to breathe. In truth, they answered our call sent out from our conscious and unconscious minds. A call to remember who we really are and feel connected to our home. I always feel honored to speak for and about the team. It has grown and evolved through helping us as well. The statement that they made 8.5 years ago, it is now time for you to become conscious participants in the cosmos as well, is now coming to fruition and began when we opened the Stargate on 10-10-10. The Janet Finley, we've met two different groups from the Central Sun, and I'm fascinated by this because you never think of there being races in the Central Sun. Okay?
Right, I know. It is fascinating.
And so whether they are races or collectives, but during these last two sessions, Janet was transformed and overcome with more energy than she's ever felt in her life, and very, very emotional. Janet's worked with us for years, and she was there for the 10-10-10 Stargate opening. And the beauty and love that emanates from them is that we don't have language for it. Seriously, do not have language for it. It transcends. It's the ineffable, you know, which means it's beyond description. There is no description. It is the, you know, when you think of God, Goddess, all that is, that's the ineffable. It's beyond anything you could really describe. So who is the team? Well, I've spoken of this many times, but today it feels more significant because many are gathered for tonight's show, and they are. Yeah, it makes me cry. There are beings that have made their physical transition, such as Dr. John Mack, Adrian DeVere. I remember one group that just sings into the session, and it's so beautiful. Oh, it's a resonance. They asked Adrian's confidant, Diana Mann. I was on the phone with her in Israel when this happened. And they came in, and I could hear them singing. And they asked if they could join the session and sing the harmonics into the healing process. And one of the people in this group had worked for the United Nations, had a very big position with the United Nations, and others were of different levels. There are masters, and boy, are there masters. And our understanding of what masters are, Christ and Buddha are world spirits. They are very involved. I mean, my house has 75 Buddhas. They all came to me. I didn't go looking for them. I'd be literally driving down the freeway, and I would get this message, pull off. lo and behold, I was in Bakersfield once. And I'm thinking, Bakersfield and Buddha? Are you kidding me? You know? And I couldn't find a way to get to this place that had all these, you know, yard things, you know, statues and things. I finally, you know, I get out of the car and I walk this whole acre and there is one Buddha.
That's crazy. But you moved them all from Vegas, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have a 1,600-pound one out there, actually. It's the Four Faces of Brahma. And these pieces have come to me. Every one of them has a story, every single one. And they've come to me for ridiculous amounts of money. I mean, they were sent. This was not by choice. And trying to figure out where to put all these doggone Buddhas when I got here was really a challenge. So this house is smaller than my old house and doesn't have all the landings and everything. So, yes, it's definitely. But, again, each one carries a frequency. And Bonnie just wrote an article about Buddha. And in the article she found, you know, we always think of Buddha as giving up everything. But what was interesting is that Buddha, in her research, she found that Buddha taught about creating reality and manifestation of abundance and so on and so forth. Those teachings were hidden, just like Christ's teachings were hidden. And, of course, Christ went and spent years studying the teachings of Buddha during his lost years. And there are actually 125 quotes that Christ spoke that came from those teachings of Buddha. I just think this is also fascinating. But they are world spirits in more ways than everybody knows. When this work started, well, before it started, I don't know. You know, I can't say when it started, but when the day I met Adrian DeVere that night, I was taken before this council of all these races. And I look over, and Christ is on one side of me, and Buddha's on the other. And I'm like, oh, my God. And they laid out my whole life about what every experience was, what I was being prepared for, all the foster homes and recording familial dynamics and on and on and on and on, that we co-creatively designed the way I looked and walked and talked and acted. And I started thinking, could you have made me not quite so over the top? Obviously, I had some input there. Anyway, but I'll never
Jackie,
forget
Jackie, you're pretty
that.
Cute. For those who haven't seen Jackie, she's really cute.
Well, yeah, but I did get to be short so that I don't completely overwhelm everybody.
Doesn't work.
I know. God knows I try. Lord. So John Mack and Adrian, of course, have both crossed over, and they do work with us from the other side. Christ and Buddha. Archetypes of different races who are studying us and helping us as well. Some of my original members of the team were archetypes of their races. They are learning from us. Go figure. Okay. In studying us, they are learning from us. Because as a species, we devolved. And to be where we are today, if you look at how humanity devolved and then spun back up, it's really quite amazing. To me, it is. The head of my original team was Oren, and I didn't even know who Oren was. But Oren is also channeled through Zaniah Roman. And, of course, one of his great books was on joy. And so it was fascinating to me that he's having a multitude of lifetimes but still goes by the same name. And he was very funny, by the way. It made me laugh all the time. Um, Isis and Osiris, Kuan Yin, Merlin, Melchizedek, the archangels, the four main, of course, plus others, Michael, call him Michael, it's Mikael, Gabriel, Uriel, Ariel, Bashar and others of his race, Per-Bashar, Aryabhata, which is one of the world's greatest mathematicians and astronomers, and Einstein, and I believe that Aryabhata is actually a past lifetime of Einstein, you know, if we want to do past, present, future stuff. Seth, Kryon, Metatron, oh, there are a number of masters. I could go on forever. Then there are the Sirians, Pleiadians, some from Orion, Arcturus, Andromeda, Procyon, Alcyon, the future race from Alpha Centauri. And then there are races from all over the universe and the multiverse. So this is, you know, to me, this is so amazing, the amount of attention that we've garnered. Bashar always said, we held a key. And I really get this. Well, he didn't always. He only said it once. I happened to be sitting in the audience, and this is 94. And or was it in the 80s? No, I think it was 93. The sessions, just so people understand, are going through the archetypes of our human consciousness. That's our blueprint, in order to create greater change and impact on the collective consciousness of the planet. And the love, there is no way to describe the love that the team has for everyone. It's a tireless effort. There is continuous love and support for all of us. You know, since the lifting of the quarantine, it's definitely stepped up dramatically, I can say that. I also want to talk about that we do not work with the grays other than in cooperation in meeting people's hybrid children. We have an agreement with them. And I want to clarify here also that the grays are not really an extraterrestrial race per se. It's important that people get that. Now, I did have a being who came to see me during a session, which I was like, what? It was a tall gray by the name of the doctor. And I had a personal session with Bashar years ago and asked who this being is. And Bashar just said, the doctor works with people who are on the cutting edge. The doctor led me to Dolores Cannon, and then I found out, this within 24 hours, that Dolores, her daughter said, you see all the, I told her what had happened, and she said, you see these books, the doctor. And I went, oh, okay. And the doctor is definitely, you know, because I was curious with Bashar, I said, you know, motivation, why? And he said, you work with them in the dream state because they are working with people who are on the cutting edge, which, believe me, this does not go to my ego. It's not even about that. But I'm always cautious, you know, in asking. I also want to say that I have been spoon-fed for years. And there is incredible purpose in everything that the team does. And we don't always see it immediately.
Wait, Jackie,
sorry, go ahead.
I have to ask a question.
Yes.
So the grays are not an extraterrestrial race per se. What is that supposed to mean to us?
They are another version of humans.
But aren't we
timeline.
Extraterrestrial as somebody else?
Well, you could say that. But in essence, they are another version of humans. So they actually are from a parallel dimension.
Okay.
Where their version of Earth, got destroyed. This is why they've been very concerned about what we're doing here. And they had to adapt themselves to those changes, lost the ability to procreate, so on and so forth, and knew that their race was going to die out. The most likely beings for them to get DNA and be able to procreate, not physically with, but to create other beings with, was through humans, because our DNAs are close enough. But
so
it was
the Greys are
process.
Not part of, not part of the team then?
No.
Okay.
I have had meetings with them under different circumstances. I talked about this a long time ago that they were in my granddaughter's house when my great-grandson was born. I was a little confused. I wasn't afraid at all. I couldn't open my eyes, but I knew they were there. And they were standing right over me because I happened to be sleeping on the floor. And a little blow-up bed. And I went back to have a meeting with them, and they were a little abrupt with me, which was, you already know what's going on. Why are you, it was kind of like one of those, why are you here? You already know everything. So evidently the work that they have done with my grandchildren and et cetera, they are geneticists. That's what they do. They're brilliant at it. They, of course, through hybridization with our race, created Bashar's race. Okay? So in essence, we are related to the Sasani, or to the Sasani. And they and the Greys have been around a very, 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 very long time. And they've done a lot, watched a lot on Earth, and made changes on Earth. People are still unhappy, about their treatment during abductions and so on and so forth. And I do understand those agreements are done at the spiritual level. No one can really intercede. I've gone in and asked to have them amended. Sometimes I have been successful and sometimes not, but certainly helping to make certain that people are treated kindly. Their intent is not to mistreat anybody. It's just that they don't really understand emotions any longer. So they're getting better.
They're more like Mr. Spock from Star Trek.
Yeah. So all of this is really for all of you, each and every one of you. This is how much we are loved, how much faith they have in us that we can create amazing change on the planet and in the cosmos. I'm seeing it. I know it's real, and I know it's true. I mean, it's like being in a science fiction movie all day long. the only thing that each one of you has to do is to believe that you're enough, more than enough, that you're not flawed. You are amazing beings of light that came in to assist with this change. And what an opportunity it is. Also an opportunity to heal all lifetimes everywhere, and that is through, when we get done with power retrievals, we go on to soul lifting. And that's an opportunity that, I keep looking at that going, oh, wow. Each level that they have provided, holds, if you can imagine, having had lifetimes in a multitude of universes, and all these lifetimes, which are all happening in one now moment, not all of them are healed. Many of them are not at all. We carry that energy to some degree of those unhealed lifetimes because we are a composite. You know, we're split off into all these other lifetimes. And since there's only one now moment, it's happening everywhere and everywhere all at the same time. You know, is this opportunity in this lifetime real? It is. It's their gift to us. And I have to say this, and I have to be really honest here. I have gone kicking and screaming at times that this is too hard. I don't understand why I have to do power retrievals. You mean I have to do this forever? You know. And all the while, they've been perfecting, expanding what could happen during them, and the soul liftings. And now I understand, and I don't kick and scream anymore. Okay, but trust me, I did.
Well, I can understand. It's not an easy task.
Well, you know, I've been locked. I was locked up in my house, literally, and now I'm going on 9.5 years. And I have a little more balance here, certainly, than I did in Las Vegas. But when I was in Vegas, I put almost no miles on my cars. And that's all I did was work. And we were in the development stages, going further and further and further, and there wasn't enough for me left over to really be participating in a whole lot else. Anyway, but I did whine. and I'm also honored to know each one of you and how beautiful and courageous you all are. And it's an honor to be on this journey with all of you. Please understand, through all the work that all of you have done with the team, it has helped this work to grow, to become more, to see how far we could go, how to modify things, how to change them, how to increase the impact, how far humans could move, how fast. It's extraordinary, and again, as we see these new races showing up, the honor that they have for the team is amazing, amazing. So, you know, is there a possibility that each one of us is part of the team on the other side of the veil? Absolutely. You know, and this is the human counterpart. I absolutely believe that's totally possible. Because we're all too connected not to. Okay, we have questions, right, Squirrel? So I need to go on the channel here.
Yeah, actually, I have three tonight, so.
All right, well, we'll get to...
as many as we can, I promise.
Yes. Okay. Is all teary-eyed tonight. All right. She has to go on her own website to start feeling emotion. All right. All that the channel has shared is correct. And more. And more. And more. Is it necessary that you know all of it? No. For some of you, you already know. For some of you, you feel the divineness, the divinity in the total experience. It is a coming together with the support of the All, All right. Which we hope gives you a clue who you all really are. This is not just a mechanical endeavor. It is a divine endeavor, shared by many beings who happily, excitedly participate. You realize, of course, that this is a culminating lifetime, and your efforts and your commitment, each and every one of you, is recognized and loved and honored. Please remember that. Now, Squirrel, let's jump into the questions. We don't have a lot of time.
Okay. This question is from Yolanda, and she says, Dear team, I want to thank you, my dearest team, for all the hard work you've been putting into my healing. For the past weeks, I've been feeling a sense of connectedness with you and with the multiverse. I cannot explain what I have been feeling, but it is a sense of knowing like I have been everywhere. The only thing I know is that it feels wonderful to the point that I don't want it to stop. I also have an experience of feeling like something is going to happen, but I don't know what that is. As the days go by, my senses are becoming stronger with a deep feeling like some event is going to happen. The sense of knowing has me in awe, but I don't know why. Can you please explain this to me? Love, Yolanda.
No.
No.
No. Yolanda, no. Yolanda, all right. The things that are coming, all right, will be unique to each one of you. Remember to stay in the process. It's the journey, the process. That's precious. What's coming for all of you is more opening, more connection, a greater sense of self-love, a greater sense of oneness with everything. That's what's coming for all of you. And we talk to enough people, we know that this sense of oneness is spreading. The sense of connectedness is spreading. And that is the feeling that you have. When you say something wonderful is coming, it will, in perfect timing, for all of you. Don't get caught up in dates. Be in the experience. Grow and change because it's your heart's desire. And heal. And yes, we are working with all of you. We love you, dear one. All right. Thank you for your wonderful appreciation and your question. All right, Squirrel.
This question comes from Kathy, and she writes, Dear Jackie and the team, I am dizzy, feel very emotionally overwhelmed, want to cry. The seemingly smallest thing stresses me completely. I am not thinking or tracking my thoughts in a way that is very functional. I feel like I am dissolving inside and there is really no outer connection. I am not breathing and the anxiety and fear, it comes in waves. There is no outer reason for this and it feels so isolating and crazy. I am grateful for any help. Kathy.
All right. Squirrel, you read something earlier. Many of you are processing for many others. All the sorrow, all the loss, all the deprivation, all the abuse, the injustice. For humans and for the planet. And for the planet. Now, Kathy, we know your history, and we said this last week. We also know that you did 3-month-long processes in India of working with your shadow. two things happened, and we said this before as well. One, you were in a place where there's so much poverty, so much struggle, beyond what most people can imagine. We'll give you an idea. Dolores Cannon is not allowed to travel to India again because of the energies there. All right? This came through her sources, who we know quite well. And when you're going through that depth, that level of breaking down the shuttle, you are going to feel disconnected. In your case, more so because of where you did it. Where you did it. Now, you have some other things going on as well that we won't talk about on the air. You also experienced a loss. We'll go that far. And that loss for you, very traumatic, in that going through all this shadow work, being in India, being connected to all of the suffering and the strife in that area, being as wide open as you are, because you are a transformer and you do this work as a transformer, you laid yourself wide open, dear. We are working with you as much as possible. We know that you're doing the chakra activation. Channel spoke with you today, and we've received your requests for assistance. And now you're pushing yourself. You're going out of the country again to work with others. You need time to integrate, dear one. You need time to integrate, to be loving and kind to yourself. Again, chakra activation, 1 to 2 times a day. We will assist you in any way that we can. We know that you're on the book, so we would be doing that anyway. But please, dear ones, and let this be an example to all of you. Honor yourselves. Treat yourselves as lovingly as possible as you go through these major transitions. Working with shadow is very powerful work. Working with the shadow, where you're wringing out a sponge, can create a crack, all right, in your psyche. Now, we know that you're going to be all right. And you are on the books, so we will be working with you, and hopefully soon in person. Well, over the phone, for us in person. We'll get you put back together, not to worry. The anxiety that you're feeling, however, because you are so open right now, is the anxiety of all the people who are terrified of another war. The unleashing of something bigger than people realize. Right. And you're feeling their fear as well. Please be aware of that. We know that you're on your way to go do some work, and we hope that you will honor yourself and be gentle with yourself and not push yourself right now. This is not the time to do it. Know that we love you, dear one, and we are with you. All We also recommend that you send your itinerary, please, to the channel. All right, of where you're going, where you're staying, etc., and your flights. Love and protection for you, dear. Know that we love you. You're going to be all right. All right. Next one, squirrel.
Yes, this comes from Whitney. And she writes, hello again. About a month ago, I asked a question and was told to do the chakra activations by the team, which, of course, I started that same night. Since that night and every day, all day, I have been experiencing strange, but not at all bothersome, sensations such as vibrations in certain body parts, especially feet, hot spots in certain areas, pressures on either side of my head, tingling sensations in my toes and face, and sometimes clicking in my ears. And the best way I can describe it, it's like a wave of vibration into my ears. There are many theories on the internet, like DNA activation, about what this could be, and all the symptoms are so generalized. Could you please give me a more definitive answer on what could be going on? Thank you so much, Whitney.
Well. Okay, Whitney. Actually, the description on the internet is pretty accurate. The chakra activation technique is designed to impact the DNA, to bring you back to a higher level of awareness, more tuned in, turned on. All right? You obviously are feelers, so you're feeling it more intensely. You know, we've been saying this now for weeks. Get back to the chakra activation technique now for all of you. All right. You're turning back on your senses, dear one. Metatronic channels. All right. Expanding your chakras. And since you're doing the chakra activation technique, you know that you hit your chakras in the body twice. All right, first time, and then come back after you've gone all the way to the central sun and connected all the way to the center of Earth, to the heart of Earth, and everywhere in between, right? Connecting with higher self, with soul, and then opening the mind of God. Those are the circles on the back of the head. Connecting you more back to that spark that you carry of the infinite. So, of course, you're feeling different sensations. You are turning on. Be excited about that, dear one. You may feel vibrations running up and down your legs, as you said, the toes, etc. All of the chakras, all right? You're connecting also into the earth, which she needs. All over the earth, all right? And down thousands of miles into the earth. Spend time, all right? The inner earth star, in either the cave or the grotto. When you do it, and allow those, your unseen friends, to join you and share with you and talk to you more. The goal for all of you is to become more self-reliant. And that's why it's so important now. We're thrilled that you're doing it and that you're having the experiences. And each one of you are going to have different ones. Turning on, tuning in. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It will make you more vibrant, more grounded, more aware. Again, we talked earlier about this, and so did the channel. You see, the problem, how far could we go with people? Okay? How far could we go with people We don't want anybody getting shattered. In the beginning, while we did a lot of things, it was too much. So we had to go in and unhook it. These people, you know, instantly psychic, air reversing color, and so it was too much too soon. So now, and especially now, it's time to be making some big leaps. The chakra activation itself has been tuned up, and so are your chakras, so you're receiving more energy when you do it. That's why it's important to listen to the one on the internet, on the radio show archive. And we have ramped that one up as well, even since it was done a couple of years ago. If it becomes overwhelming, slow it down a little. But know that it's accelerating your vibrancy, your awareness, your connection. We're actually thrilled to hear what you're going through. Just don't allow it to be too uncomfortable for you. Some of you love to push the boundaries. Our channel does that. We thank you for your question, dear one, dear Whitney, and we're thrilled. We're thrilled. We send you love, dear one. All right, Squirrel, any more?
No, I think we will hand it over to you. We have a few minutes to go.
All right, good. All right, tonight, for all of you, we're going to go back to I am willing to receive and I am willing to be loved. If you will call us in tonight, I am willing to receive and I am willing to be loved. Now, what does receive mean? The universe is waiting to deliver all kinds of wonderful things to you. And the reason you don't have them, beliefs, of course, but your willingness to receive, you don't realize as a human, you've always been thought, oh, I got to work hard, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to sacrifice, I got to open to being loved and receiving. That's all we ask of you. We love you all so very much. You have no idea how much joy we experience assisting you and watching you all grow exponentially, greater than even we could have imagined. And you're all committed and courageous, and we love you. Squirrel, dear one, we love you so much.
Oh, thank you. I love you too.
And we send to all of you, whether you listen to this tonight or any other time, our total, complete, unconditional love from us and all of those involved. Be the light that you are. For you, for Earth, for all of humanity and the cosmos. Good night, everyone. Namaste.
Namaste.
Oh, God, I'm in the dark again.
Welcome back, Jackie.
Okay, are we past time? Squirrel,
no,
you're the one
we're
after.
Not. We're not past.
Oh. Okay, because we don't get to go to the top of the hour. All right, good night, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in or listening to this in the archives. Know that you are loved by certainly Squirrel and I, and obviously by the team. We're all so blessed to be here now. And, you know, for all that you've had to go through and all the trials and tribulations, it's all been worth it, trust me. We love you because there are great things coming. I can feel it.
Thanks for helping us.
You're welcome. You all owe me a boyfriend. All right, good night, everyone. Love you.
Okay, Jackie, one's on his way. I love you.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Bye.